Yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. Paul, in writing to the Romans, is speaking to them about why are you condemning other believers. He says, so why do you condemn another believer? Why do you look down on another believer? Remember, we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For the scripture says, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me, and every tongue will confess and give praise to God. Yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. So let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. It's amazing how many Christians will condemn each other. That's not our job. Our job is to build each other up. We don't condemn, we rebuke and we guide people and tell them that what they're doing is wrong. But condemning is a huge word, and we are not called to do that. How many times does Paul talk about that and say the word condemn and remind us that we have to go before the judgment seat of God? We have to answer to that. You can imagine, can't you? Well, you don't want to imagine. I don't want to imagine those times where I have done that, and you know, and we must repent of doing that. I must repent of doing that and say sorry for condemning other believers where we have. And sometimes we think just innocent words are not condemnation, but they are. God is God. He is just. There is right and wrong. There's no grey area in His eyes. And we might think, well, those words weren't bad, but instead of condemning, what we need to do is, as I said, take people aside and say, as Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, to tell them the error of their ways. If they don't listen to us, then get a couple of witnesses to go. And if they don't listen to you and those group of witnesses, to get the church — back then the church was a lot smaller — but other people in the church to say, and in front of the church, to say, you're not doing the right thing. We want to help you. We love you. We don't want to condemn you, but you need to come back on the right path for God. But we cannot condemn, because we, as Paul says, we will go before the judgment seat of God. You know, how could we explain to him that we are doing his job? How can we explain to him that instead of helping people, we just pushed them away, and from the outset, we told them what they were doing, and the judgment had come down already from our lips and from our actions? How easy is it then for other people to condemn us? What kind of culture would we be creating around us? We need to love others, even when they are going wrong, not to make them stumble, and, as he says, and fall away from the faith. People can go, you know, I went into a church and they were so judgmental on me, that not only did I leave that church, but I left my faith. I doubted my faith because of the actions of others. Now imagine going into a church where they're saying, the way that you're living is wrong, but we're going to help you. We're going to walk alongside you. We're going to be with you through the tough times, to build you up, to help you get through whatever it is that you need to get through. You know, how would that believer then feel? They'll be feeling that they're not alone. They're part of a community. And when they have got through that time, that they will then look to do the same to others as was once done to them. We are not the judges. God is the judge. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are there to help each other and not to condemn one another. Where we need to repent and change our actions, because people can just turn on us as well and condemn us for our actions if they are not good. Let's hope they don't do that. Let's hope they rebuke us and build us up. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we will go before you on that judgment day. But Lord, we pray for the Holy Spirit, that we see that our actions are wrong when we condemn other people, but help us to rebuke and build them up. Amen.